Stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News.
But I say to you now the cities become even more immoral, more corrupted than ever before. They no longer hold fast to my word. They no longer teach who I am. And it is time now to leave them, says the Lord.
Will you fear yourself of the judgment to come? I say unto you, O peoples of the earth, to spare yourself of the wrath of God that will be poured out in the days to come.
Hi, this is Sister Sharon. Welcome to Signs International Radio. Brother Johnson, remember that innocent, all-consuming faith and love for God we had as children? Some have lost that feeling, and that's how Jesus wants us to feel when we come to Him as adults. As He says in Matthew 18:3, "Verily I say unto you, except you be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter the kingdom of heaven." And He told His disciples not to turn away the children when they were brought to Him, for heaven was prepared for such as these. Matthew 19:13-14. "Then were there brought unto Him little children, that He should put His hands on them and pray. And the disciples rebuked them. But Jesus said, Suffer little children, and forbid them not, to come unto Me, for such is the kingdom of heaven." Life does weigh us down with all its responsibilities and the sin it's filled with, and it robs us of that innocent faith. But come to Him with childlike trusting faith and grow in His grace, for heaven is our reward. Now here is your host, Brother Johnson, God's Watchman.
Get ready, Jesus is coming very soon. Praise the Lord, our friends, as we expose the false tonight. Are you ready to hear about the truth on the Prophecy Power Half Hour? Getting you ready for the troublesome days ahead. Whose report will you believe? And please know that the I Am has sent Brother Johnson and Sister Sharon unto you, amen. This True Truth God-ordained program is spiritual, and as such, we need your support in prayers, tithes, love gifts, and offerings. Now, for another Last Days End Times quick Bible study from the original King James Bible, titled Evangelicals Drinking the Kool-Aid. Revelation chapter 3, verses 15 and 16. "I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm, and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth." My friends. Today, so many so-called conservatives and evangelical Christians are aligning themselves with the physical side of conservatism, while ignoring, compromising, and rejecting its sound moral principles. Matthew chapter 6, verse 24, Luke chapter 6, verse 13, Revelation chapter 3, verses 15 through 22. These godless dreamers, that's unsaved conservatives, and believing worldly evangelicals are drinking the Kool-Aid and greatly deceiving themselves. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3, Revelation chapter 3, verses 15 through 22. These believers have willingly put aside the word of Almighty God and have chosen to grieve the Holy Spirit, live with a guilty conscience for temporal worldly mammon's sake. Matthew chapter 6, verse 14, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 19, 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 10, James chapter 4, verse 4. These, as they walk away from biblical reality, are being used, blinded, and deceived by Satan, the god of this world, and his lawless minions. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 3 and 4. My. These are the last days. 666, end time signs. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends. 2:3.
"And God said, I am that I am. And He said, Thus shalt thou say unto the children, I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you." Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
Let there be light.
Yea, saith the Lord, for does not my word say that in the last days everything that can be shaken will be shaken? And are not things being shaken even now? For though the wind and the waves have come, and the rumblings have come, I say unto you that the awakening is now happening. The awakening of the earth to my power and my might and my majesty is now happening. You are now hearing the things in the news that point to me and point to the things that I am doing. And I shall do even more. Oh yes, I have given man the power and the knowledge. For again in my word it says in the last days knowledge will increase. And I say unto you, knowledge has increased. And that increase in knowledge is a part of the shaking. It is a part of the wind and the waves. But also it is a part of the disease and the pestilences. For though I have spoken to you before about the drought that shall come upon the land, the drought is now happening even greater than before. For in areas where the drought is happening, many, many, many are starving. Turn to me. Turn to me. Or the plagues of Egypt, or worse, shall come upon the earth, saith the Lord.
The false church has set its course, but the true truth believers have also set their course. The kingdom of God is at hand. Glen, Virginia, Philip, Ohio, CBK, Illinois, and KD, New Jersey, have heard God and sent in their WOW, Walk on Water, love gifts to sponsor tonight's program. Thank you, our friends. We truly appreciate you. Please know that each science program must support itself in order to remain on the air. God bless you all. You heard from God, you obeyed, and you mailed your love gift. Our friends, please stay tuned throughout this program for a devotional at the end that will help keep you informed, titled, Casting Off Darkness. Now the prophecy news behind the news, with my spirit-filled and spirit-led biblical perspective, you get only on Signs Radio Programming. Watchman Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. A growing number of states eye bills to defy federal gun laws. The question is, will the Obama respect states that pass legislation in defiance of federal law when it comes to firearms? States across the nation are introducing their own legislation to preemptively defeat any new federal gun laws. In Ohio, two senators have introduced SB 36, which would prohibit firearm seizures, registration, and bans in their state. Senator Gerard Carpenter introduced a bill that could prohibit Kentucky from enforcing new federal gun control laws if they're enacted. The measure passed by a vote 34-3. The Idaho House of Representatives passed a bill that criminalizes the act of enforcing any new federal laws that ban, restrict, confiscate, or require registration of firearms or ammunition in violation of the state's constitution. HB 219 passed by a 55-13 vote. In Louisiana, Representative Jim Morris sponsored a bill that prohibits the enforcement of federal restrictions regarding the ownership or possession of semi-automatic firearms. The House Public Safety Committee in Oklahoma passed HB 2021 that would also prohibit the enforcement of federal gun laws. House Bill 1076, sponsored by Representative Steve Troth in Texas, would disallow state and local police from enforcing new gun control measures passed by the federal government. In Kansas, the House approved three pro-gun bills, one of which prohibits the federal government from enforcing gun laws or bans on firearms and accessories manufactured, sold, or kept in the state. The Arizona Firearms Prohibited Enforcement Bill would make it a Class 6 felony for the federal government to enforce new laws or regulations on guns, accessories, and ammunition owned or manufactured in the state. Senate Bill 63 in Michigan would exempt firearms and firearms accessories made and sold exclusively in Michigan from federal gun regulations. My. The battle heats up. Continuing. Pope's stunning name choice and intriguing first. There have been 23 Johns, 16 Gregories, plus 15 Benedicts, 14 Clements, and 13 each of Leo and Innocent. But for 2,000 years, no pope has taken the moniker Francis until now. It's been described by one expert as the most stunning choice because of its links to St. Francis of Assisi, the 13th century reformer who lived in poverty and told followers, "Preach the gospel always. If necessary, use words." St. Francis' deeds were seen as irrepeatable. The new pope is sending a signal that this will not be business as usual, Vatican expert John Allen has said. A key moment in St. Francis' life was when he heard a divine message in the church of San Damiano in Italy, which said, "Go repair my house, which, as you see, is falling completely to ruin." Observers see parallels between the crumbling church of the 13th century and the church of today. Continuing, Jesuit Pope, a first for God's Marines. Jesuits, who this new pope is, a Jesuit, are sometimes referred to by some as God's Marines or the Catholic Church's stormtroopers. Jesuits are a band of priests and missionaries who live sparse lives and are willing to accept religious orders anywhere in the world, sometimes living in extreme conditions. Also, Jesuits are known for being the intellectuals among priests. Watchman comment, this last pope, if he is the last pope, is also thought to be the false prophet. And the false prophet would have to be a bit of a warrior, don't you know? Continuing, and there is more. Dark cloud in France's past, the dirty war. One dark stain in Catholic Church history is raising serious questions about the new pope, the Church's role during the dictatorship in Argentina. The Catholic Church backed the dictatorship during its rule from 1976 to 1983, urging its followers to be patriotic and support the regime, too, even as thousands of people were abducted and murdered by the government, including many progressive priests. As the head of the Jesuit order in Argentina from 1973 to 1979, Jorge Bergoglio was part of the church hierarchy and has been accused of working with the dictatorship. Jorge is the current pope. Continuing, Obama declares war on U.S. military. America's men and women in uniform, many of whom have risked their lives in service to their country, are now being stripped of once guaranteed college benefits. As the Obama administration seeks to ensure citizens feel the pain of its loss in the sequester battle. Continuing, a stay in an intensive care unit, ICU, may actually cause post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, according to a study conducted by researchers from Johns Hopkins University and published in the Journal of Psychological Medicine. We usually think of PTSD as something you develop if you go to war, are sexually assaulted, or suffer a similar emotional trauma, a senior author stated. But instead, it may be as common or more common in hospital ICU patients as in soldiers. But it's something many doctors, including psychiatrists, don't fully appreciate. Continuing, students fear for privacy as universities apply for drone flying permits. Oh boy. More and more Americans are becoming leery of the ever-widening use of drones by federal agencies and domestic law enforcement. Continuing, autistic children have more toxic metals in their blood. New evidence suggests that heavy metal exposure may be a cause of autism. In a study conducted by researchers from Arizona State University and published in the Journal of Biological Trace Element Research, the researchers found that the autistic children had significantly higher levels of numerous toxic metals in their blood than non-autistic children. In fact, between 38% and 47% of all variation in autism severity could be explained by varying heavy metal levels, particularly cadmium and mercury. Watchman comment, is there not heavy metals in vaccine, especially mercury? I rest my case. Continuing, judge strikes down secretive surveillance law. A federal judge struck down a controversial set of laws allowing the Federal Bureau of Investigation to seek people's records without a court's approval, saying the strict secrecy orders demanded by the laws are not constitutional. The laws, which underlie a tool known as National Security Letter, violate the First Amendment and the separation of powers principles. The judge ordered the government to stop issuing national security letters or enforcing their gag orders. Watchman comment, "This is a good ruling, but it will not last, folks." Continuing, Obamacare adds $6.2 trillion to long-term deficit. Obamacare will increase the long-term federal deficit by $6.2 trillion, according to a Government Accountability Office report released. Senator Jeff Sessions, Republican, Alabama, who requested the report, revealed the findings at a Senate Budget Committee hearing. The report, he said, confirms everything critics and Republicans were saying about the faults of this bill and dramatically proves that the promises made, assuring the nation that the largest new entitlement program in history would not add one dime to the deficit, were false. John chapter 8, verse 44. "Ye are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it." Watchman comment, John chapter 8, verse 45, "And because I tell you the truth, ye believe me not." Obama quote while speaking to the U.S. Congress in September of 2009, quote, "I will not sign a plan that adds one dime to our deficits, either now or in the future," closed Obama quote. Oh yes, and one more quote from that speech, quote, "I will not sign it if it adds one dime to the deficit, now nor in the future, period," closed Obama quote. Continuing, Oregon company to sell drone defense technology to the American public. Do you want to keep drones out of your backyard? An Oregon company says that it has developed and will soon start selling technology that disables unmanned aircraft. The company will sell the land-based boxes that are non-offensive, non-combative, and not destructive. According to the company, drones will not fall from the sky, but they will be unable to complete their missions. Watchman comment, my, that will sell like hotcakes. Continuing, dear faithful listeners, the U.S. government believes it has the right to ignore any provision of the Bill of Rights it doesn't like. This means it could start banning books, websites, radio shows like this one, speech, and art anytime it wants. Shockingly, many Americans support this idea that the government can do anything it wants while respecting no boundaries or limits. Continuing, if gun control passes, there will come free speech control, and the government banning of websites, books, and yes, even the art I just spoke about. The purpose of the Bill of Rights is to establish a line in the sand that cannot be crossed by the government. The founders rightly saw government as an external threat against freedom and justice, knowing that all governments inevitably grow out of control like a cancerous tumor, always seeking more and more power. Senator Feinstein, President Obama, and Vice President Joe Biden specifically believe that the Bill of Rights is only a suggestion, not the law of the land, and so they selectively ignore it when they want to. The problem with this philosophy is that if the Second Amendment can be selectively ignored, then so can the First Amendment. Anyone who supports government gun control restrictions, all of which are legal under the Constitution, must also support the power of the government to ban books, websites, radio programs like this one that do not agree with the White House view of the world. Continuing, Eurozone country surprise. We're taxing your bank deposits. How would you feel if the U.S. government decided that they could tax the money you had in the bank? That's exactly what happened in one Eurozone country. People with bank accounts in Cyprus were shocked to learn that as a part of an agreement reached with international creditors, the government has imposed a tax on all deposits to help bail out the nation and its banks. Continuing, Russia in the Mediterranean Sea. The Russian Navy will maintain 5 to 6 warships in the Mediterranean Sea as a task force to defend Russia's interests in the area. Up to 5 or 6 warships must be present in the Mediterranean Sea on a permanent basis, said Russia, and control must be exercised through the command of the Russian Black Sea Fleet. The Russian Navy's Mediterranean Task Force will comprise frigates and cruisers as well as support vessels. Watchman comment, my, it's heating up a 666 storm again. Watchman, shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. Stay tuned for a devotional titled Casting Off Darkness. My dear listening friends, you can send a check or money order made out to Signs to help this program stay on the air. Or to remain anonymous, just send cash and leave your return address off. Either way, please do not forget to pray over it, for then God will get it through, no bout a doubt it. Amen. And also, please pray for others to give as God speaks to them as he spoke to you. If you are ready to write, here is the address. Sign spelled S-I-G-N-S, P-O, Box 122. Town is Lisle, spelled L-I-S-L-E. State is New York, just abbreviate N-Y. Zip 13797. Sharon and I will be looking forward to seeing your letter of support for March in Post Office Box 122 this week. It sure is a blessing to hear from our listeners. And March is flying by, and we're going to be having the new bills for April coming in very soon. So we need to get March covered before that happens. Now a devotional to help keep you informed, titled Casting Off Darkness. Isaiah chapter 59, verses 17 and 19. For he put on righteousness as a breastplate, and a helmet of salvation on his head. He put on the garments of vengeance for clothing, and was clad with zeal as a cloak. So then, so shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. Then also Romans chapter 13, verse 12, the night is far spent, the day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. My dear listening friends, the possibility of war in the Middle East is growing significantly. A national intelligence report has detailed Iran's significant progress towards military nuclear capability, and the report was delivered to USA President Nobamba. I said Nobamba. It was also announced that Israel began testing an SMS system to alert all Israelis of a possible war. Gas masks are being distributed rapidly across Israel, and Israel may very soon be at war. Meanwhile, however, the true truth believers have been at war since we came to our faith. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Thus, Paul instructed us in Ephesians, we fight against the kingdom of Satan. We fight with spiritual weapons, prayer, the word of God, faith in his truth and power. These are not carnal weapons, but spiritual. We are seated in heavenlies with him, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 20, and in his authority we make our stand. The enemy's weapons are temptations, fierce fiery darts of doubt and disbelief, discouragement, weariness, earth pleasures. Thus the enemy distracts us from and tries his best to disarm us and make us quit the battle. But what soldier goes to war without taking the equipment necessary for war? A soldier on the battlefield without his weapons is useless and helpless and in great danger. So it is with the spiritual realm. We need to actively take up our spiritual armor and weapons to fight the enemy. And we have this promise. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall raise up a standard against him. Hallelujah! Are you ready to take your stand right now? Sharon and I are. My dear listening friends, now is the time of times. War is a very real threat in the physical realm, but it's already been here for some time in the spiritual realm. So by all means necessary, take up the armor of God today. Stand with him in faith and win your battle one day at a time. Win the battle over your thoughts and your actions. Hebrew, Yahweh Tzivot, the Lord of hosts is with you to strengthen, equip, and overcome. And most importantly, my pronunciation is Yahweh's victory is assured. So get right and get ready, as the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Amen and amen. Get right with God while you still can. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto you, my friends, and unto the churches. Now I'll preach altar call in a church service.
God is saying, hey, the days are getting closer, folks. Jesus is coming soon. You got a question. What are you going to do when he comes for you?
Amen.
Our dear listening friends, because each Signs program is listener supported, that is the only biblical way Signs can stay on the air. Please understand, I will not sell things to stay on the air as others do. That's not right, and it's not Christian either. Therefore, I need your help, or I will go off the air. Yahweh touches hearts who support Signs. If those hearts respond to Post Office Box 122, Signs is supported. If not, Signs goes off the air. It's that simple. The address to send your response as God touches your heart to sustain Signs will be spoken in just a moment, as each program must have its own sponsors. So when you write, please mention the program you are sponsoring. But first, please tune in this coming Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Eastern to frequency 9350. That's Wednesdays, 9350, 7 p.m. Eastern. You calculate your time zone. Now, here is a letter sent to Signs P.O. Box 122 LISLENY 13797. Dear Signs Ministry, you made a very good point regarding offerings sent to you solely for radio time and not for the purchase of a building and to fund staff. I also think considering a move to Texas with America facing a collapse is very wise, particularly gun control. Regarding the Malachi prophecy, it would not surprise me in the least if the powerful satanic forces within the 501c3 Roman Catholic Church will use that prophecy to bring about their agenda to usher in the false prophet for the Antichrist. I trust that should you move to Texas, you will not turn around and buy a building, as you made a very good point how offerings go to support Signs Ministry. No buildings, no staff, no charitable donations to unknown characters, and he formed that charitable donations as a question. So as I comment, this is my reply. Signs is the only recipient of the love offering sent in to P.O. Box 122. Of that you can be assured. No buildings, no staff, no salaries, nothing like that. Signs is not, and be assured, not 501c3, and never will be. Nor will there be any staff here or in Texas. Sharon and I work for God, not some business. And the only building Sharon and I plan to buy will be covered by the sale of our home here in central New York. As far as our moving to Texas, it is in Yahweh's hands. The Signs Ministry will continue there just as it has here, though I may have to repeat one program weekly, as we are trying to buy a foreclosed fixer-upper, and we will need time to do that, so please be patient and endure any changes that might take place. Sharon and I follow the will of the Spirit of the Lord and no other. Amen and amen. Now, my friends, I'm about to give you my virtual quarter number, slow enough for you to write it down or even dial it as I say it. Please get your phone and or your pen and paper ready. Here it comes very slowly. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Thanks for your letters and calls, our friends, and for being here with us tonight on Signs International Radio, as we are there for you, and you help us to be there for others around the world. Sharon and I do so enjoy our listeners' calls and letters, and we are blessed so much by them. As we pray, each of our program blesses you in return. Please remember to pray for us as we pray for you, for we truly love you all.
I love you.
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 And I love you.
Maranatha, Watchman, Shofar.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.